92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It's 8:45. This is Good Morning Grand Haven. We're joined by Sue Hamm. Sue is executive director at Christian Haven and certainly no stranger to a microphone in a radio station. Her dad used to own the station. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
That was fun talking off the air about radio memories. See, that would have been a podcast right there.
Yeah, it would have been.
Oh, how fun. Isn't it interesting, though, how, you know, how things have changed? You were talking about our audio board that we use.
Yeah.
They used to be really big back in the day.
Really big, and 8-track tapes everywhere, record albums, and now there's none of it.
Isn't that something? And you didn't go into radio, which
No.
is interesting. You're the executive director at Christian Haven. Tell us a little bit about Christian Haven, because I know that things have changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Christian Haven, has been in Grand Haven. It was formed in 1961. It was an effort of the Reformed and Christian Reformed churches in the area. That property at 704 Pennoyer was donated specifically to be a home for the aged. So, it opened for business in 1961, and obviously homes for the aged or assisted living wasn't even a term back then.
It was not.
But I think it was more set up for people maybe who had been widowed or whatever, very independent. It kind of resembled old dorm rooms. So when Sunset and Christian Haven merged in the beginning of 2022, we knew we wanted to be able to care for our residents through end of life, if possible. So that required some major modifications in the building. So the building underwent a $5.5-ish million renovation.
Wow.
That was just completed. And that will allow us to admit residents that need more care or use a wheelchair, use a walker and whatever, so that the bathrooms are more accessible and the staff are able to assist better.
That's wonderful. It's just wonderful. The amenities, homemade meals, coffee and snacks, full activity schedule, private rooms, as you mentioned,
yep.
Cable TV, wireless internet, full library, a barber and beauty salon. Is that true?
It's true.
Gosh. Bus service, there's gardens, a gazebo, and, you know, musical programs, church services, museum staff presentations, and I know sometimes like school choirs will go and sing and that kind of thing. You know, I have to ask, I think it takes a really special person and a special type of personality to work in assisted living. I would imagine you probably learn something from the residents all the time.
You definitely do. It's an effort that we really need to get to know them, because we see them in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. There's a lot of history there and there's a lot of wisdom there. And we just love to tap into it, and we just love to love our residents.
Yeah, there's little tears in your eyes, and I am too, because my daughter works in assisted living down in Kalamazoo, and oftentimes if a patient has left this earth, she's called me. And, you know, Mom, I was with that patient and they were here for 9 months and I got to know their family. And it really just becomes a whole family. It just does.
It does. But there's something super satisfying knowing that we've taken such good care of them and provided them the best quality of life that we could for those last days.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You're going to have an open house. So what's going to happen at the open house?
We're finally opening it up to the community. I know there's been a lot of interest in what's going on, because there was so much construction and so much activity on the property.
There was just a lot going on. Yeah.
Constant. And some equipment like I've never seen before. But, but anyway, so yeah, next Wednesday, May 1st from 4 to 6 PM, we're going to open it up to the public. So the community can come in and see what we've done, see what we're able to offer the residents. The residents are excited about it too, because they want to show it off. So, yeah. So we'd love for everybody to come and see what we've got.
Wonderful. People can go to sunsetcommunities.org is the website. It's so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you, too.
It was fun. Yeah, we could do a podcast.
Yeah.
And talk about back in the day.
We sure could.
I'm telling you. Well, keep doing good stuff out there, because it's really, really important. And it's funny, you know, as I get older, you know, this is something I might have to think about. I've talked with my daughters about it, and it, you know, better to talk about it now
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Don't wait until you've got a crisis or there's a hospital stay or something like that. It's really important to have a plan and to get the information, you know, shop around because each assisted living has its own personality.
You're right about that. And it's not an easy conversation to have, but it's a conversation you got to
have. It's a necessary one.
It sure is. So nice to meet you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for being here. Sue Hamm with Christian Haven.